where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia Lambton recorded 35 opioid-related deaths last year. Preliminary data released in Lambton Public Health's latest opioid bulletin says that's up from 32 related deaths recorded in 2022. The number is still below 38 deaths in 2021 and just over 40 recorded in 2020. Drug users are reminded that free naloxone kits are available at Lambton Public Health and area pharmacies. With the Lambton-Kent Middlesex by-election just 1 week away, Warwick Township is calling on all candidates to prioritize some local concerns. Mayor Todd Kaye says they include expanding access to natural gas and pushing for a thorough environmental assessment of the proposed Twin Creeks landfill expansion. The area has been without representation at Queen's Park for 6 months, as the province didn't call a by-election until April 3rd.
Well, in our opinion, it was rather ridiculous that we had to wait 6 months for the by-election to be called, and by the time the new representative is elected, it'll be 7 months. And it was a bit of a hard thing to maneuver around, except for the fact that we do want to thank Bob Bailey.
He says Bob Bailey offered his support so that they had some sort of provincial representation. The by-election is set for next Thursday, May 2nd. Lambton College is addressing needs in the biotechnology industry with two new research labs. On Wednesday, the college unveiled the Biosafety Level 2 and Natural Health Product Labs. The BSL lab will handle projects involving microorganisms requiring elevated containment measures, while the Natural Health Products Lab will support the processing of highly sensitive products with purity requirements. VP of Research and Innovation, Mehdi Sheikhzadeh, says having the labs is critical for the college because bioindustry is becoming more popular in Canada.
We need to prepare students and graduates to have the skill sets for that. So this helps us to not only engage them as research students, but actually, as Dave mentioned, to have programs, micro-credentials, and courses and labs that are going to train the students.
Sheikhzadeh says students are already in the labs working on various projects. It's Mac Night at Northern High School tonight. The event, put together by the school's student-led Multicultural Awareness Committee, highlights international cuisine and entertainment. The festivities begin at 5 o'clock at the Michigan Avenue High School. Admission is free. However, attendees should bring change for food. And remember the 2010 snowstorm in Sarnia that shut down the 402 and left hundreds stranded in their vehicles? Well, that story is making it to the big stage. The theatrical production, The Last Timbit, will debut at the Elgin Theatre in Toronto this June. The story is loosely based on the storm that forced many to wait out the weather at a Tim Hortons restaurant. The play is being produced by Michael Rubinoff, who was behind the smash hit production Come From Away. Mainly sunny skies for today, a high of 13. Clear tonight, a low of minus 1. For tomorrow, sunny, a high of 18. Cloudy with a chance of showers on Saturday, a high of 23.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.